In the world of heroin addiction treatment, attention is shifting to a new drug that blocks the effects of heroin. Patients who take shots of Vivitrol or the generic pill naltrexone cannot get high. The company that makes Vivitrol is in the news because it also owns the controversial painkiller Zohydro that can be highly addictive and which the governor has banned in Massachusetts, a ban that's currently the subject of a lawsuit. There are also concerns about the new heroin blocker, but its use is increasing quickly as patients, families, and providers search for help and hope in the growing opiate epidemic that is sweeping Massachusetts. WBUR's Martha Biebinger this morning begins our story at the Barnstable County Jail, where inmates who agree are taking part in a trial run.
I would say that was the happiest time of my life.
25-year-old Jacob Douse tried Vivitrol last year after serving his fourth sentence in 7 years for a drug-related offense.
Once I wasn't focused on getting high, I felt like I had a lot more energy. I wasn't as depressed. Relationship problems went way down. I had time to focus on my child, and I mended the relationship between me and my mother, me and my father. I gained trust back that I had lost through stealing.
Dallas is the type of inmate Barnstable County Sheriff James Cummings hoped to reach when he started a pilot project using Vivitrol almost 2 years ago. Cummings was frustrated and worried. He and his medical team saw the same men and women come in, addicted to heroin or a prescription painkiller, leave, relapse, and return. If they relapsed soon after release, says Cummings, they often OD'd.
Because they're not used to shooting heroin. Heroin might be a little stronger than it was in the past. That's a dangerous time for folks. When they leave here, the first 2 weeks back in the street is when we see a lot of them overdose.
Cummings was the first prison administrator in Massachusetts and one of the first in the country to try Vivitrol. He likes the fact that it is not a narcotic. Patients cannot get addicted, and they can't sell it on the street. Vivitrol is a monthly injection that helps curb heroin cravings and seals brain receptors. Picture lots of little cups over which the drug forms a tight seal so they cannot be filled with heroin. Barnstable inmates get the shot a week before their release. They have to agree to attend some classes, counseling, and group recovery meetings. Cummings says that before Vivitrol, inmates almost never showed up for their first recovery appointment after leaving jail. Now, he says, 92% do.
We've had some great successes. I mean, some folks have been addicts their whole life, basically, are still on the Vivitrol and still doing well. And some folks have gotten to the point where they're now off the Vivitrol and still doing well.
But it's early. Cummings doesn't have any numbers on Vivitrol recovery rates, and there are no long-term studies. The drug was just approved for heroin addiction treatment in 2010. Doctors aren't sure how long patients should take Vivitrol. 13 months is the working recommendation. Douse was on Vivitrol for 3 months. MassHealth, the state's Medicaid program, paid for the shots at $1,000 each. Alkermes, the Waltham company that makes the controversial painkiller Zohydro, also produces Vivitrol and gives it to Barnstable and two other jails in Massachusetts for free. Generic naltrexone pills are much cheaper, but patients have to remember and stay motivated to take one daily. After his third shot, Douse got kicked off MassHealth because he didn't return an address confirmation letter. He couldn't afford the shots and started using drugs again. Now, Douse is back in jail.
It's not MassHealth's fault that I relapsed.
Sitting in a windowless jail classroom, in navy blue prison shirt and pants, Douse says he's ready to try Vivitrol again when he's released next month. He knows that while Vivitrol can control heroin use, it can't fix his depression, guilt, or the scars of childhood traumas.
I need to work on me. You know, what my issues are. Why do I feel the need to stick a needle in my arm to get high and escape my reality?
Addiction treatment programs across the country are watching the Barnstable Pilot Project. The fact that patients get their first shot in jail when they've been off heroin for some time makes a difference. Patients must be heroin-free for 7 to 10 days before they start Vivitrol. That's because the drug empties receptors, remember those cups, before it seals them, which can make patients violently ill from a forced withdrawal. It can also take several weeks to secure insurance payment for the drug. Many addicts who aren't in jail can't resist heroin cravings for weeks while they wait for a shot. But Ray Tomasi, who runs Gosnold, a network of addiction treatment facilities on Cape Cod, says the benefits of Vivitrol have persuaded him to use it instead of traditional treatment drugs that can themselves be addictive.
It does seem to help many, and so we like that. Whatever can help make it possible for persons to stay in remission longer, to respond to some of the counseling because they're not preoccupied by craving, is all helpful to people.
Tomasi uses recovery counselors who help patients stay in therapy, in a 12-step program, and on Vivitrol or Naltrexone. He's tracking patients who drop off after a few months because they feel better or because they don't like the idea of using a drug to beat a drug addiction. Some doctors worry that patients will try to override Vivitrol by taking lots of heroin and overdose. Dr. Barbara Herbert, who specializes in addiction medicine at St. Elizabeth's Hospital, is concerned about overdose, but says the drug offers promise.
In a disease where people have been repeatedly trapped and stigmatized, any hope has value. The primary thing we're doing is peddling hope.
Hope that this drug will help patients stay off heroin and other opiates long enough to let their brains heal and deal with the problems that trigger their addiction. The experiment to determine if Vivitrol or the generic Naltrexone will work better than drugs tried to date is underway as we speak. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.